إِذْ هَمَّ الطَّائِفَتَانِ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ تَفْشَلَا وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّهُمَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ.
Remember, O Prophet, what happened to two groups of the believers from Bani Salama and Bani Haritha when they became weak and almost withdrew when the hypocrites drew back. But Allah aided them, making them firm in fighting and turning them away from what they had been on the edge of doing. So, let those who have faith look to Allah alone for support, no matter what may happen to them.
وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
Allah gave you victory over the idolaters in the battle of Badr, despite your small numbers and resources. Therefore, be mindful so that you may be thankful for the blessings He has given you.
إِذْ تَقُولُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَلَنْ يَكْفِيَكُمْ أَنْ يُمِدَّكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِثَلَاثَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُنْزَلِينَ.
Remember, O Prophet, when you roused the believers during the battle of Badr, reassuring them after they heard that reinforcements were on their way for the idolaters, by asking whether it was not enough for them that Allah should help them with 3,000 angels sent down from Him to reinforce them in the battle.
Bala. إِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا وَيَأْتُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُسَوِّمِينَ.
Indeed, that is enough, and there is good news for you of more aid from Allah if you are courageous in fighting and are mindful. If the reinforcements of your enemies come rushing at you, then your Lord will help you with 5,000 angels with clear marks on them and their horses.
وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ.
Allah did not tell you of this reinforcement with angels except as news to please and reassure your hearts. For in fact, victory does not just come through material means, but comes only from Allah the Mighty, who no one has any authority over, wise in His decree and sacred laws.
لِيَقْطَعَ طَرَفًا مِّنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْ يَكْبِتَهُمْ فَيَنْقَلِبُوا خَائِبِينَ.
Your victory in the battle of Badr was because Allah willed that a group of the disbelievers be destroyed and another be humiliated, frustrating them through defeat so that they withdrew.
لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٌ أَوْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ أَوْ يُعَذِّبَهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ.
After the believers had been afflicted in the battle of Uhud, the Prophet, peace be upon him, prayed to Allah to destroy the idolaters and some of their leaders. Yet Allah told him that the matter of destruction and punishment lies only with Him alone, and that the Prophet has no decision in it. So, be patient until Allah decides between you, either allowing them to repent to Him, asking for forgiveness so that they are saved, or permitting them to continue in their disbelief so that they are punished. Those continuing in disbelief are wrongdoers and deserve a punishment.
وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ يَغْفِرُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَن يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
To Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. In its creation and arrangement, He forgives the disobedience of whomever He wills of His servants through His mercy, and punishes whom He wills through His justice. Allah is forgiving and merciful to those who repent to Him.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la ta'kulu ar-riba ad'afan mudha'afatan wattaqu allaha la'allakum tuflihun.
O you who have faith in Allah and follow His Prophet, stay away from usury, increasing and compounding the wealth that you lend to people as the people of the time of ignorance before Islam did. And be mindful of Allah, following what He instructs and staying away from what He has prohibited, so that you may reach the good you desire in this world and the afterlife.
وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ.
Protect yourselves from the fire of hell that Allah has prepared for the disbelievers through doing good and staying away from what is prohibited.
وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ.
Obey Allah and His Messenger by following what He instructs and staying away from what He has prohibited, so that you may gain His mercy in this world and the afterlife. Beneficial points. The blessings and trials that people have should be mentioned as an example for others. Being constantly mindful of Allah and patient during the difficulties of fighting are some of the biggest reasons for Allah giving victory to His servants. Every matter is in Allah's dominion. He decrees and judges as He wills. And the true believer surrenders wholeheartedly to Allah, submitting to His wisdom. Sins in general, and usury in particular, is one of the biggest causes for people's ruin, especially in countries where conditions are difficult. Being mindful of Allah and obeying Him are some of the biggest causes for Allah's mercy and kindness to people.
وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
Rush to do good actions and draw near to Allah through doing as He instructs, so that you achieve the great forgiveness of Allah and enter a paradise as wide as the heavens and the earth, which Allah has prepared for the mindful.
الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
The mindful are those who spend their wealth for the sake of Allah in ease and hardship, who control their anger when they could seek revenge, and who forgive those who wrong them. Allah loves the doers of good, whose behavior is this way.
وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَن يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ.
They are the ones, if they were to commit a major sin or wrong themselves by committing a lesser sin, they remember Allah and His warning to the wrongdoers and promise to the mindful, so they ask their Lord for forgiveness, regretting what they did. They ask Allah not to take them to account for it, because Allah alone can forgive, and they do not continue in their disobedience. They know that they have done wrong, and that Allah forgives all disobedience.
أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين.
The mindful people who are like this and have these praiseworthy qualities are rewarded with Allah's forgiveness and His overlooking what they have done. In the afterlife, they will have gardens with rivers flowing below palaces where they will live eternally. How blessed is the reward for those who act according to Allah's laws.
قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَنٌ فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ.
When the believers were tested by what happened to them on the day of Uhud, Allah comforted them by saying that what afflicted them was part of the divinely ordained laws of life. The believers suffering trials at the hands of the disbelievers and overcoming them in the end after their trial. Similar incidents have therefore come to pass in times before them. So, travel the earth and learn from seeing what the fate of those who disbelieved in Allah and His messengers was. Their houses are now empty, and their power has disappeared.
هذا بيان للناس وهدى وموعظة للمتقين.
This noble Quran is a clarification of the truth and a warning against what is false. For all people, it shows the path to guidance and the limits for the mindful, because it is they who benefit from the guidance it contains.
وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ.
Do not become weak, O believers, and do not be sad about what happened to you on the day of Uhud. That is not appropriate for you, because you are superior because of your faith, and the uppermost with Allah's help and the hope of victory, if you have faith in Allah and in His promise to those who are mindful.
إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ.
O believers, if you suffered injuries and losses on the day of Uhud, then the disbelievers also suffered injuries and losses just as you did. Allah distributes such days between people, whether they have faith or disbelieve. Give him victory and defeat as he wills, for reasons of great wisdom. Among these reasons is to make it clear, those who truly have faith as opposed to those who are hypocrites, and to honor whomever he wills with martyrdom in his cause. Allah dislikes those who wrong themselves by giving up striving in his path. Beneficial points. The believer is encouraged to hasten to do good actions, taking advantage of the time left in life before it's too late. One of the things that make the mindful worthy of entering paradise is that they spend from their wealth in every situation, control their anger, forgive people, and are kind to creation. Looking at what happened to peoples of the past is one of the best ways to learn lessons. Those who have hearts are able to understand this. Those who fight for Allah's cause are different from the idolaters, even if they receive the same pain and hurt in this world as the idolaters do. This is because of their hope of reward from Allah and hope of His victory.